You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
With a surge in cases, there's no safe way to travel or gather for Thanksgiving or Christmas. But if you must, there are some ways to lower your risk. The public health experts Wired spoke to say testing is no get-out-of-jail-free card for holiday travel. Instead, it should be seen as a complement to quarantining, physical distancing, eating outdoors, mask wearing, and symptom monitoring. As for travel itself, driving is your best bet. And even with all the precautions taken, public health experts agree gathering for the holidays means taking on higher risk, which could potentially end up having a widespread impact. Syria's war forced scientists to abandon a gene bank, but some rare seeds escaped. The destination of these little bits of genetic information was the Svalbard Global Seed Vault, a frigid facility sticking out of the permafrost on a remote Arctic island. Stashed away are unique varieties of chickpeas, lentils, and alfalfa, among many others. Seed gene banks are meant to preserve the genes that code our essential crops for resistance to disease, pests, and climate change. And a surging pandemic hasn't stopped Apple from churning out devices. In fact, it feels like Apple's vying for the most products launched in a single year award. On the surface, the new MacBook Air is identical to its older by 8 months twin. Inside, however, the two machines couldn't be further apart. The new model is one of the first Macs to use an Apple-designed processor, the M1. Spend a day with the new MacBook Air, and the improvements are immediately noticeable. The thing's as powerful as many of the higher-end Intel-powered Macs, blowing past the speed limits of the higher-tier MacBook Air from earlier this year. The M1 is no Mac evolution, it's a Mac revolution.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.